Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Stock markets fell around the world today in the face of the Greek debt crisis. Investors are worried about the possibility of Greece leaving or being ousted from the Eurozone. Greece says it will not be able to make a $1.8 billion loan payment due Tuesday to the International Monetary Fund. Greece has scheduled a referendum on Sunday on whether to accept lenders' demands for austerity measures in exchange for new loans. European Union Chief Executive Jean-Claude Juncker warned that a no vote would mean Greece wants to divorce itself from Europe.
It is time for Greece's political leaders to shoulder their responsibility, to tell their people what is really at stake.
Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who broke off negotiations with the nation's creditors over the weekend, called on his countrymen to vote no on the referendum. A senior U.S. official says negotiators do not want a lengthy extension of nuclear talks with Iran. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. The official said it would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. Burundi is going ahead with today's parliamentary elections despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. The United Nations and the African Union are questioning whether the vote will be free and fair. There is a heavy security presence across the capital, Bujumbura. Gunfire and at least one grenade explosion have been heard in the city. No injuries reported. Voting was described as slow. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by lethal injection. The 5-4 ruling Monday, the court said, use of the sedative does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment. This is VOA News. Taliban militants in western Afghanistan have killed 11 Afghan soldiers. The defense ministry said the insurgents ambushed a convoy of troops Sunday in the Karak district of Herat. The Reuters news agency reports 6 Taliban militants were killed in the fighting. Tunisian authorities are searching for accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. An Interior Ministry spokesman told reporters Sunday that while a single Tunisian militant carried out the attack, officials are sure he had help beforehand. A car bomb has killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Amateur video showed firemen trying to douse flames pouring from burning vehicles after a powerful car bomb blast struck the convoy of Egypt's top prosecutor. Initial reports said General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat was lightly wounded, but the state news agency later said he died during critical surgery. No group has yet claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the founding of a caliphate by the Islamic State group. 1 year ago, IS head Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi declared a caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq. It is now one of the deadliest areas on earth and is the focus of an international effort to combat Islamic extremists. One of two inmates who escaped from a prison in the U.S. state of New York remained hospitalized Monday, a day after being shot and taken back into police custody. A hospital official said David Sweat is in critical condition. Israel has boycotted a day-long debate in the U.N. Human Rights Council of the Commission of Inquiry's report into the 2014 Gaza conflict, calling it biased and flawed. Lisa Schlein has more.
The report documents serious violations of international law and human rights abuses committed during Gaza's 7-week war last year. More than 2,200 people were killed, most of them Gazans. In her presentation to the UN Human Rights Council, the chair of the Commission of Inquiry, Mary McGowan-Davis, detailed indiscriminate and disproportionate attacks by the Israeli Defense Forces. She also accused Palestinian armed groups of regularly conducting operations from densely populated areas, firing more than 4,500 rockets and mortars into Israel. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down today. European markets also down. And Asia markets were down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.